Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
One more day, one more dollar.
That's good, the old, right? Remember, ladies? Another day, another dollar. Maybe a dollar and a quarter here for inflation, being as it is a difficult time for people. The inflation fight, as a matter of fact, as we look at what the Fed is doing, the Federal Reserve raising the benchmark short-term interest rate, signaling up to 6 additional rate hikes this year. You wonder what that's going to do to the housing market. There, I think I said yesterday, right, it was going to go up a quarter, and that will start pretty much immediately. And so here we go. We're going to
fight inflation. Well, they should have probably done that about a year ago, right? I mean, inflation is so high, usually the interest rate.
It's delicate. It's one of those things, the balance, because the economy is hot, and there are a lot of things going on. The housing market is usually how you measure the success, if success is the right word, measure how things are going economically and when it slows down a little bit. And then you have the naysayers, the home builders' confidence in the strength of the housing market seems to be waning according to some. So do you believe that? What do you believe? And what do you want to believe? Do you, and aren't thoughts things? When you put thoughts like that in people's minds, is it accurate? Is it something that is speculative? That's the trouble with thinking things through these days is you don't really know what's true. Okay, so they say they're going up a quarter of a point. What's that going to do to you? Jennifer Horns here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Jay, if I say that the interest rate's going up a quarter of a point, what do you think that means to you?
I'll owe more money for things.
Yeah, things become a little more expensive, yep.
Yeah, so, nobody wants that.
So,
well,
why,
but that, this why, is such, why. I mean, Jen's right. This was overdue, and the Fed essentially, without saying it, basically admitted that they miscalculated this. So this should have been done, let's say, we'll split the difference, maybe not a year ago, but 6 months ago, they should have done this.
Why?
So
what would have happened 6 months ago that would have been good for everybody?
Why not? You're saying this is good, right? This is a necessary thing. We've had the interest rate has hovered around zero.
Yeah, well,
you have to tame inflation. I mean, this is crazy.
Oh, for sure.
The inflation rate,
just because it's necessary, doesn't mean that people don't like it.
Yeah, but the inflation rate is horrible. That we know. But the other side of it is the business is good in most sectors. So that's it. That's why they say
the economy can handle it, and that's why they're going to do several smaller hikes. And to answer your first question about what does it mean to us, well, initially probably not much, but eventually, you know, if people want to go out and get a car loan, that's going to be a higher interest rate. If your credit cards, you know, check your interest rates to see how much, you know, swing they may have. You know, you may have a fixed rate, you may not. So, you know, things like that. Stay on top of that so you don't end up with more credit card debt than you think you have. I mean, it's little things like that that, you know, people are going to have to start paying attention to.
Mortgage rates, that's usually where the most impact is, people borrowing money, refinancing. You'll hear all those
When I saw the inflation rate, I immediately refinanced. I just finished my
refi. A lot of people did. Yep.
A few weeks ago, because I knew it had to happen. I mean, I'm surprised it didn't happen sooner. It probably should have, but, you know.
Could you pull money out, or did you just refinance what you had?
I refinanced, and actually I refinanced down from a 30 to a 15-year loan and saved myself $88,000 over the course of the loan.
Oh, hooray!
So.
And that's really smart. And a lot of people I know with mortgages did the same thing. And then I have some friends who have been trying to buy something. They just, you know, the market is really tight, especially where we are in New Jersey on the shore. There's not a lot of inventory at all. And so stuff gets into bidding wars and things that are, I mean, you know, houses that you would not think are like that great. Maybe that might even be a teardown in other economies.
Oh, yeah.
Are now
yeah.
being bought for $30,000-$40,000 over asking.
Yeah.
So, and a lot of people locked in, like the friends of mine, I have two couples that we know who are actively looking. They locked into a pre-approved mortgage rate, so they, because they knew eventually this, you know, the Fed was going to make an adjustment, so they got locked in. So at least now they're pre-qualified. When they do find something, they don't have to pay a new higher rate. They can, you know, just go along with the paperwork they've already done.
So it's interesting, speaking of paperwork, to look through the numbers and come up with where we are now is about 7% on an annualized basis. So the Fed says this cuts a couple of points off, and by the end of the year we'll be down to 4.3% inflation, which is off about 3 points from where it is right now. And then next year it'll be under 3%, and lower than that even in 2024. That's their prediction. So
that's the new adjusted prediction. Yeah, that's a much slower, it's a slower and steadier kind of recovery. They, I believe, you know, remember we saw all the, it's almost like how COVID was when you saw, you know, was it going to be a W, you know, in how we recover? Was it, they used a lot of economic terms to sort of chart COVID, but this is not as fast as a recovery. This is not a big spike back up again. So it's, and I think that's what, you know, certainly that's what all the Fed seemed to believe would happen. It's just going to, It's going to extend the amount of time that it takes to recover. Maybe some good news will happen in between, and it will be a faster recovery, but they're definitely taking a more conservative model now.
So the good news might be the cost of gasoline, which is one of the biggest, if not at the moment, the biggest effect on things, because it, when you inflate, or, well, that's really what the oil companies have done, sort of inflate. Some of it's warranted, some of it isn't. The gouging of the public continues. But the prices are off about 12, 13 cents here, where I am anyway, from where they were last week at this time. So apparently there's a little bit of
pushback. It's a 30% drop, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So the, hopefully it'll continue in that direction so Jen doesn't have to pay $10 a gallon to get
still
to work.
$6.19 right by my house.
Pretty
I
ridiculous.
Still can't believe that all the other states that with high gas.
Regular, by the way.
Yeah, and so it just seems like a lot of other states are trying to do something with, you know, state gas tax being dropped or suspended temporarily.
Not mine.
Not mine, and not the federal government. both could have looked like a moratorium, like heroes. They put a moratorium on it, but they don't. They don't care.
Well, this is one of the things that will, and I'm not necessarily wanting to get into a political discussion, but the Democrats kind of have a real tough time this time around.
The federal gas tax, though, that's Republicans who didn't want to do that. They did not want to freeze that. I'm saying everybody. I believe that everybody's got a hand in this to blame.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, builders have solid buyer traffic numbers, as you just suggested. People are still getting way over asking price for dumps.
Yeah.
Sooner or later.
Yeah. I was trying to be nice about it.
A dump.
I was like, well, you know, a house that's like not maybe supposed to be standing. But, yeah. Yeah, I mean, right. Look, yes, you see a bunch of dumps, and you're like, wait, how much did that sell for?
Yeah, exactly. Yesterday, the president of Ukraine, Mr. Zelensky, delivered an address on, this is very interesting, it was a live stream, wasn't it, a Zoom feed?
Yeah.
Basically, asking.
It was a very good internet connection. Did anyone else worry that it would not be a great connection?
It was a good connection.
I was impressed.
Yeah. I thought some of the things he said, remember Pearl Harbor. I think, you know, December 7th, yeah. Remember September 11th. So he knew his audience, that's for sure. He says our country is experiencing that every single day. And
they are.
Kind of right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
right.
A sneak attack every single day.
Yeah.
But he's done this all week long. He's talked to the Canadian Parliament. He talked to the UK, and he tries to personalize it. And, that's strategic, obviously, at first.
Germany, too. Yeah.
Kind of odd that, you know, he was bringing up Pearl Harbor and 9/11. He talked about Mount Rushmore as a landmark. He talked about the I Have a Dream speech. He quoted that. And so.
Pretty smart guy.
I think, you know, you try to make it fit your audience so that you're trying to get as much sympathy as you can.
Yep, Exactly.
But some people are saying, you know, I actually have a friend who's a really smart guy who is like, you know, I don't know if this actually helps him. This might push him in a different way. Because for people who have experienced those events, for instance, my co-host was in was at Ground Zero during 9/11, and he was kind of taken by that. And he said, I guess he's right that they're experiencing 9/11, but it took him back because he was, you know, he was there. And then, for instance, I think that he might have referenced the Holocaust at one point during the week when he was talking to somebody. I don't know which country he was
Germany.
Talking to.
Yeah, he went Germany. Directly. Yeah, he went direct to the Holocaust.
And then
yeah.
My friend was like, you know, that doesn't really, he's Jewish, so he's like, that doesn't really do it for me. He's like, you know, it's the Holocaust is so personal.
Everybody can find a way to criticize it. It just, under the circumstances,
well, it's just people's feelings,
ringing the bell. Right.
I thought it was smart, but then there are other people who are like going, wait a second. You know, my family lived through the Holocaust. That's not
this is not the Holocaust. Yeah, I know. Yeah, people always say like, no, this is definitely not the Holocaust.
Yeah.
I understand though, because if this keeps going, 3 weeks into the Holocaust, was anyone calling it the Holocaust? No. So that's a hindsight, you know, looking back on the totalitarianism of like what happened. But this, for what he's saying now, I get it. I can see both sides of that. He's saying this could become a Holocaust because he believes that there's genocide happening against Ukrainians from Putin. So I kind of see that. But yeah, that's a big analogy to bring into the conversation at this point.
More needs to be done to get rid of Putin. That's the bottom line, I think. And I saw some stuff late in the day about there being some talk about a ceasefire or something. At the end of the day, he's got to be held completely responsible. There are charges that have been filed against him now, and at some point in time, he can't escape. The world can't let him just say, okay, it's all over now. Yeah, we're all done. Now, you can't let that happen. 17 at the hour on the DJV program. Today is St. Patrick's Day, and one of the reminders of that, the Lucky 7 sale for St. Patrick's Day at Calitrin. Go to toploss.com and order your success quotient. Yep, you've been losing weight. Yeah, you're happy with it. Yeah, you want to make sure that you keep it that way. And this is a great week to do that because every bottle of Calitrin is $7 off the regular price. Plus, when you buy the 90-day supply, not only you get $21 off, but you get 2 months free. So that's the way it works. If you're celebrating St. Patrick's Day, going out and having a beer, instead of having two, just have one. And then go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin, and order the Lucky 7 special. Save that money. Have success losing the weight. Keeping it off. That's what you want to do. Let's keep the weight off with Calitrin. Toploss.com.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Hi, it's Rick. I'm at the Smith's home. Where's Donnie?
Leaves and autumn bookings pile up for Rick's gutter cleaning service.
He's out? Ah, come on.
He needs help before his bottom line gets clogged.
Okay, well, what about Christiana? We still got 6 houses today.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 at the hour here on the DJV program, fighting truth decay with every breath we take on the DJV program. And that, I guess that goes for social media as well. Jay is here to go through the Twitter and the Instagram, the Facebook pages, getting reactions from things that are on people's minds. Sandra Bullock's doing a lot of promotion for her new movie, and she's saying a few other things as well, which we will discuss right after this.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so, this Jaybird, Sandra Bullock is on the tour. What's she saying?
A pretty big revelation. She was commenting about how
She takes her job seriously as an actor. It's a 24/7 job when she's working on a project, and she wants to spend those 24/7s with her family. So she's going to take a break from acting. She has no idea how long the break is going to be, but right now it's just going to be a hiatus so she can spend time with her kids, who are 12 and 10.
Mm-hmm. I thought she was already on a break.
She's been gone forever.
Yeah, she's got a new movie out.
Well, that's one new movie now.
Brad Pitt. Who else is in that movie?
Daniel Radcliffe. Yeah, he said Channing Tatum. Daniel Radcliffe is the bad guy in it. It looks really fun. I'm excited to see it. But I agree with Jen. I feel like I haven't seen Sandra Bullock in years.
Really? I'm trying to think of now you say that. When the last time was I saw, I used to keep up with movies. And I'm trying to think when the last time was I did see a Bullock in a movie. And,
I feel like I've seen her, but at the same time, Time and Libby Evans.
The Bird Box movie, I think, is the last thing that I knew of her. I didn't see it. But, yeah, that's the last thing I think I knew of her in it, so I don't know.
So I just went to her IMDb. She was in The Unforgivable in 2021, Bird Box was 2018, Ocean's 8, 2018. So, really, she took 19 and 20 off. Unless she was working on things.
She gets paid. She's a highly paid actress. She'll be at the top of the scale. She's probably got enough money set aside. She doesn't have to work for a while under the circumstances. This movie, The Lost City, the trailers for it look like it's fun. It looks like a good movie. Sometimes she seems to be, the way she presents herself in the work that she does is basically demonstrated by the choices you make as to what kind of a film you want to be in. And some of the things that she's in, it's very serious, and other times it's kind of fun, like when she played that FBI agent that was a beauty contest.
Mr. Geniality, that's a good one.
Yeah, that was. That was a good movie. When she's the mother of the black kid who was a football player that they adopted, sort of.
Blindside?
Yeah, that's a good movie. So anyway, The Lost City.
Didn't she win an Oscar for that?
I think she did. Yeah. Lost City will start, next Friday, I think it is, a week from this Friday. There it is. That's the word at 28 after on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Polestar, the Pure Play Performance brand, has revealed a new concept car that redefines sports roadsters for the electric age. Renamed Polestar 02, the hardtop convertible is Polestar's version of open top performance and a thrilling drive experience. With all the benefits of electric mobility, this is Polestar's second concept car built on Cresec design language. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden called Vladimir Putin a war criminal on Wednesday, just hours after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky appealed to the United States Congress for more assistance in the fight against Russia's invasion.
I think he is a war criminal.
Earlier in the day, Biden condemned Russia's invasion and said the United States is sending more weapons to Ukraine. A spokesperson for the Kremlin, Dmitry Peskov, responded by saying, quote, "We consider unacceptable and unforgivable such rhetoric of the head of state, whose bombs killed hundreds of thousands of people around the world," end quote. If you'd like to share your Netflix password with friends and family outside of your household, Netflix is going to start charging more for the service. The new options will roll out in the next few weeks in select Central and South American countries and may expand beyond those markets soon. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Here's to you wearing green today. USA Radio News.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is dropped at gorgeous. Oh,
please, he's just another Ivy League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR. Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Early Thursday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that the world must officially recognize that Russia has become a terrorist state. During his daily video address, the Ukrainian president thanked the people of the United States for their help and once again called on Western leaders for a no-fly zone and new sanctions against Russia. President Biden announced what America has done for Ukraine on Wednesday.
The American people are answering President Zelensky's call for more help, more weapons for Ukraine to defend itself, more tools to fight Russian aggression. And that's what we're doing. In fact, we started our assistance to Ukraine before this war began, as they started to do exercises along the Ukrainian border, the Russians, starting in March of last year. We took the threat of Putin invading very seriously, and we acted on it. We sent Ukraine more security assistance last year, $650 million in weapons, including anti-air and anti-armor equipment, before the invasion, more than we had ever provided before.
Despite fears that China may help Russia avoid economic sanctions and may even provide military support to Russian President Vladimir Putin's regime, China's ambassador to Ukraine told officials in the western city of Lviv this week that his country will support Ukraine both economically and politically. Happy St. Patrick's Day, or the Feast of St. Patrick, is a cultural and religious celebration held on the 17th of March, the traditional death date of St. Patrick, the foremost patron saint of Ireland. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, president of Real Estate Services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 34 after the hour here on the mistake-free DJV program. New, you never make any mistakes here. If you are mistake-free, congratulations, a round of applause for you. If you're mistake-free, actually, the reality is I'm being somewhat facetious because we all make mistakes. If you're sitting around and if you don't make any mistakes, that means you're doing nothing, right? If you don't, I think mistakes come from doing things, and that's probably the biggest mistake of all. If you're doing anything, I want to be safe. I love people who say that. It's the world is not safe. Hello, take a look around. So, yeah, get out and learn. Try new things. I think you grow old faster if you don't, right, ladies? Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirsten. Don't you think if you're not doing new things that you are getting, you just kind of, you know, think new things, experience new things, feel new things, then you're on your way down that sloop, that slippery slope, the slide into oblivion. That sounds pretty
drastic. It's like that saying, use it or lose it.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so with regard to what's going on in Ukraine, the things that have been promised in our name by the president, $800 million in military aid. Ladies, we're discussing some of the things that are there because it may be, this is what the tipping, this may be the edge of the end. Because apparently, pretty obvious actually, look around at where the men are coming from and the military stuff that the Russians are using are pretty old-fashioned. They shot their biggest wad early on, with the exception of the nuclear option. You know, all those things that we were talking about, the missiles that nobody had seen before that had the ability to distract the, you're shooting at another missile, the anti-aircraft, or what do they call them, anti-missile technology, that sort of thing. There are a lot of stuff. That, imagine if the world hadn't spent, if we just got along and the world hadn't spent so much money on military armament, wouldn't be great for Boeing and, you know, the outfits that are military, the military-industrial complex, but be good for pretty much everybody else. Victoria could sleep at night instead of worrying about daylight savings time. And that would be something that would be good under the circumstances. Okay, so let's see where Putin is and Russia is. When you think about the sanctions and what appears to be this week the biggest default in the history of the economic system that we're now living under, this is this whole, if the country goes broke, which is what some of the international community, they have a huge international debt, including one to China. Is China going to forgive? It doesn't look like the rest of the world will forgive whatever the debt structure is. And so if they're going to default, then, you know, the whole thing is whether the people in Russia will figure out what's going on and get rid of Putin, or does there have to be some outside intervention to get rid of Putin? This is the biggest debt that they have had since the Bolshevik Revolution, and they, on an annual, on a day-to-day basis, they owe $117 million, the equivalent of $117 million in interest on their bonds that they sold as far back as 2013. So each day they don't pay that $117 million. Okay, think about it this way. Tomorrow it's $234. The next day, it's 400. I mean, how long is this? They haven't been paying pretty much since the war started.
Well, they made a payment Wednesday. So,
oh, they did?
And that, yeah, that was $117 million that they made, and that was just in interest. So they, and that's going to be sent back to investors because that avoided the first international default in more than a century. But a lot of analysts are saying, you know, they're nowhere near out of the woods yet. This was like a Band-Aid that they needed to make this payment or it would have just been,
wasn't,
you know.
Wasn't this with an American bank, too? Wasn't it an American bank that they owed the money to?
I believe that, I mean, yes, I believe so. Yeah.
Wells Fargo or somebody like that.
Yeah, they have their debt sort of spread out like every major country, you know, around the world. It's diversified, but yeah, this was a big payment that they needed to make. Now, like you said, this adds up every day, so who knows if they're going to make the next payment, if they're going to be able to, or when that would ever happen.
Yeah. More what?
But it all signs point to this will be their first international default in more than 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
They're in bad shape.
I love that name, Bolshevik. It's bull. So Putin and his aspirations, him wanting to be the father of the new Russia, the assault on Ukraine, and whether
meet
or not
the new Russia, same as the old Russia? I don't know,
yeah,
the new Russia.
USSR, yeah, right,
right.
Exactly. So what do we know about, I guess I'm asking this because it usually, it has a part in most wars. The religious aspects here, or say it again, Doug.
Ethnicity?
The ethnic connection. We think all Russians are Russians. We think of them all the same. we think of people who speak that way, it's kind of like all Americans are the same, and we have such diversity here. We certainly aren't all the same. We're all Americans, and it would be nice if more of us remembered that from time to time. But as far as the Russians are concerned, I think the world is kind of ignorant as to the difference between a Ukrainian and a Russian. They all seem to be the same because they speak, you know, sort of the same language, but I don't think the language even is the same. You can't tell by listening because nobody understands. You know, very few people in the West understand Russian or Ukraine or the language that's spoken. It's like I think more people now understand China because China became a big trading partner and people are learning how to speak Chinese,
yeah.
Even
and
though
they're
like 6,000. Right,
schools.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
People are learning it. I don't know. I think that I think that's what adds a little more maybe a personal touch to this war, because mm-hmm. the Ukraine is so much of what the people are in Ukraine are connected to Russia. There's a lot of people who are connected culturally between Russia and Ukraine. There are also
family members
a lot of Jews in the area. A lot of cultural connections.
Yeah, mm. yeah. So the idea of the connection and the people, if we think things are going to slow down in terms of the ire that is aimed at Putin, you can think that, just think it again. A lot of colleges around our country have cut financial and academic ties with Russia. University of Michigan, for example, announcing that it would make no further investments in Russia. Why are we investing in Russia? Like,
well, they're ETFs. It's not necessarily like
exchange
they set out.
Funds. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like they set out to just say, we believe in Russia and we want to invest in Russia. It's mm-hmm. just when you have certain, like if you have, and I actually had this too and changed it over, but if you have any kind of portfolio where emerging markets, which Russia is usually included in emerging markets, mm-hmm. if you have that, then in a big fund where you have a ton of other countries that are considered emerging markets, then, you know, you can't just pick Russia right out of it. You've got to get a whole new fund. And a lot of fund managers are starting to eliminate, knowing that a lot of customers don't want Russian stuff. A lot of hedge funds are now sort of revamping the way that their funds are established so that you can actually say, give me an ETF for emerging markets without Russia, and those are possibilities now.
Yep. There are a lot of Russians seeking asylum in the United States, and the numbers are getting bigger. But even before the war, it appears, especially out in L.A., Jennifer, that there are pockets. I've always talked about this. For whatever the reason, there seem to be more Russians out there. Maybe they like the opportunity. There are a lot of Russians down in the Mexican Riviera. I'm talking about Russians with money. Cancun, for example, there are a lot of Russians down there.
Did you hear Putin's complaining about all those types? He says that they enjoy oysters and gender freedom, and he's bashing all of them. That's what he said yesterday, and I was like, I love oysters and gender freedom too. So, but yeah,
is that his way of calling them girly men? Is that what he was trying to say?
I think so. I think so. He's condemning. Yeah, so he's condemning Russians who have a Western mentality. This is really, Jen nailed this a long time ago when this first started. This is an ideology, and I don't think that we ever really categorized it because we think of Islam, extremism, and things like that, you know, death to the West. Well, Putin's, I mean, this is the kind of rhetoric, right,
that we are used to hearing.
Well, that's what they always say. I mean, that was Osama bin Laden. I mean, that's essentially the message. Yeah. So it's kind of like Putin's kind of, he's barking
Except
up that
they all
tree.
Depend on the way, as much as the Chinese are up to their mickeys in this, I think the Chinese are, they have, I think you're maybe right, all of us are sort of coming to the conclusion the Chinese have aided to this point, but they can't save it, and they don't want to be a part of the saving.
Well, they're holding a lot of Russian debt, and I don't think that at this point there's such a spotlight on China. China's got a lot of problems with COVID right now, which we know they will never admit to, but we have intelligence that shows how much, you know, they have entire industries that are on pause right now because they don't have workers because everyone's sick.
Yeah.
So I don't know that China wants to get – I don't think China's going to start sending, you know, weapons and stuff. I just don't know that there's any upside for them. And China's all about the bottom line. It's just finances and that's it.
You know,
there's no ideology with them.
Kind of fun – I don't know if fun is the right word, but interesting. How many people are speculating on the super yachts that are all over the place I talked to you about the Palm Beach Yacht Club having their annual thing. They kicked the Russians out, and they thought one of the boats. How many different stories, how many different sightings are there of Putin's yacht? And whether he even has one.
Have they tied one to him specifically? I don't
know.
Well,
there's one in dry dock in Italy that's a $700 million boat, 459 feet long. And it's described as, it should be named the floating mystery. Because everybody thinks it's Putin's, but they don't know. Because he's never, why does he have it? He doesn't go on it. He never uses it.
I was
going to
say, we've seen plenty of pictures of him shirtless on a horse. On a beach,
we don't
but we've
know
never
what he
seen
does.
On a yacht.
Yeah. Abramovich,
that's the funny thing.
His buddy Abramovich is all over the place in one of those boats, but nobody sees him.
He's got twins. I mean, he's got people who like lookalikes. He doesn't really know where he goes.
Saddam did the same thing. Yeah, well, I don't think that's true. I think we know where he is. If they could track
Saddam. I'm talking about the public. I'm not talking about our government. I'm talking about, you know, like some world leaders you'll see, you know, at their snow lodge or, you know. But we don't really see much of him, like, vacationing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So are there new cities that are being attacked? I'm looking actually at a map of Ukraine. I had that yesterday, and I'm looking at some of these, because I don't know where Kiev is, because I've been there, but I don't know the names, some of these other, like Mariupol,
That's in the south, Mariupol. It's in the southeast part of the country, and the reason it's important is that the town has been surrounded. They kidnapped the mayor, and they just blew up a theater that was sheltering women and children there yesterday, and it also cuts off access to the Black Sea, which is a trade route, so.
Yeah. Right. It is. The trade is very important there. All right. Well, we're continuing to focus on all this stuff because people want to know your guide to what's going on. The DJV Show at 47 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, so we got the chorizo dumplings, the cucumber empanadas.
Sara's food truck is popping off.
Come on, guys, let's pick it up, all right?
But if she doesn't find a new chef, her truck will be stuck.
Call Chris this morning. So, Jessica, I'm going to need you on the fryer.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Three after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan to go through a couple of the important technical stories, including a focus on Netflix. What are they doing now?
Nothing fun for the users, at least. Netflix has just, if you are a Netflix member, then you know just a few weeks ago they announced another price hike. And now the news comes that they've announced they're cracking down on the widespread practice of sharing passwords with people who don't live in the same house as you. We are all victims of this, or I should say we're all guilty of this. But so now they are trying to come up with a way to, they say that there's been confusion about when and how Netflix can be shared. Okay, no, there's no confusion. Everyone has been sharing passwords forever. And so now they're saying as a result, accounts are being shared between households, and it impacts their ability to invest in great new TV and films for our members. I know. So what they're doing, I know. So essentially they're saying, well, you know, we can't afford to give you better entertainment because everyone's sharing passwords. So during a test period, Netflix is going to try its new approach in three different countries, Chile, Costa Rica, and Peru. So they're starting down there, and what they're doing is there's now an ability to transfer your viewing profile into a new account, and so either your own primary account or someone else's, and then subscribers will now get prompts to add an extra viewer to the package at a discounted price. It's roughly right now about $3 per person per month. So this is their way, I guess, of trying to get around it. I still don't know how they're going to enforce this. But this is not the first time they've tried to clamp down on password sharing. Last year, they had an authentication, verification account tool to keep unauthorized users from using other accounts. But if you've ever stayed in an Airbnb, or even sometimes in a hotel that has Netflix on the TV, and you open up Netflix and someone else's account is already signed in, who takes the time, I know I don't, who takes the time to sign out of that account and put your information in? The person's account information's already there, so you just start watching
Netflix. You cheating chiseler, you.
No, it's what everybody does. I mean, I've been to a million Airbnbs, and people forget to log out of their Netflix account, which is also part of my, you know, tech warning. If you don't want people stealing your info, like, log out before you leave the Airbnb. But how can Netflix possibly control that? And so they're trying this new system. It kind of feels like they're waiting for people to use the honor system to say, yes, I have another person here, and let's add another $3 a month on. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. They think that strategically they have plateaued with their new subscriber numbers. They are still ahead of everybody else. They're still the streaming king. But if they want to keep adding new numbers to their bottom line, this is a way that they have got to do it. So, like, if you're sharing your Netflix password with, you know, two siblings, Netflix wants those two siblings to count as new subscribers. And essentially that's what this is about. So we'll see what happens. But for now, enjoy sharing passwords, because Netflix might be coming for you.
Yes, let's go get them, those bad people. You're bad. I remember when... Well, never mind. I won't tell that story now. Back in a matter of moments to connect you to Russia once again.
Thanks to research, there have been recent declines in lung cancer death rates. Unfortunately, many groups are still underrepresented in clinical research trials, such as Black Americans. That's why the American Lung Association encourages all lung cancer patients, including Black Americans, to speak with their healthcare providers about clinical trials, so that all people affected by cancer can equally benefit from the latest science and treatments. Learn more at lung.org. That's lung.org.
Radon is present at high levels in many homes, schools, and other buildings, and is the second leading cause of lung cancer. That's why the American Lung Association, the EPA, and other groups are partnering to raise awareness about the health risks and what you can do. It's easy to test for radon. In fact, do-it-yourself kits are both simple to use and inexpensive. Learn more at lung.org/radon. That's lung.org/radon.
All right, what's Slack, Victoria?
Slack is part of Salesforce now. It's essentially the lifeblood for internal communications at many businesses and organizations. Most larger companies, not even large companies, even small and medium-sized companies use Slack. It contains data and messages, internal communications, you know, it's how you can share spreadsheets and things like that. Slack has now been cut off from a big chunk of Russian customers, and as they're looking to comply with the international sanctions, and their parent company Salesforce is also adhering to these sanctions, this, like so many other, you know, issues with Russia, this is a major problem for Russians to just do everyday business. So you take away credit card payments, now you take away Slack. It's a big, big hindrance.
All right, good to know. Thank you for the update. 59 past the hour on the Air 11 DJV program.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.